the story of the Buddha. A long time ago in the ancient land of the Shastras, by the foothills of the Himalayan mountains, a bonny boy was born. The beautiful baby, born under the bough in the park called Dundana, was a prince born to the Sakyan king Suddhodana and the queen Mahamaya. They named him Siddhartha. He was born on a full moon day in the month of May, which the ancient people in the land called Vaisakha or Vesak. He grew up to be an intelligent and handsome young man in the royal household. He was very well educated in all the arts of thief, statecraft, and the skills befitting a king. Then he got married to a beautiful princess called Yashoda at the age of 16. At the age of 29, they got a bouncing baby boy. Prince Siddhartha and Prince Yashoda named him Radha. Prince Siddhartha was not happy at all with his life. He found the palace life empty of true happiness. There, one night, with his charioteer companion, he left everything behind and went to a forest to become an ascetic. He left the palace life in search of lasting peace and happiness. In his search for the truth of life and death, and his quest to realize liberation from successive suffering, first he began to practice extreme asceticism in the forest. But he failed. He realized he failed. And finally, he chose a middle path between extreme asceticism and sensual pleasure. He followed his middle path more resolutely and determined than, and not very strangely, but historically. Yet on another full moon day of the month of May or Vaisakha, he attained enlightenment and became the Buddha. Since then, for 45 years, he served mankind, teaching and preaching princes and paupers, monks and merchants, the high-born and the low-born men and women, how to get rid of the suffering that burdens their lives. In his extraordinary mission of 45 years to many lands in Middle India, he faced innumerable challenges. But he was always happy to face them. By then, he was happy. His immense love and undying compassion, extreme tolerance, were very great. He was a great teacher who would teach equally well a man, a woman, or a child. He was perhaps the greatest teacher who taught mankind their will. Perhaps he was the greatest teacher who preached men and women how to overcome suffering and the burdens of life and death. He himself overcame life and death through proper awakening and enlightenment. But being very human, he closed his eyes forever by reminding us all component things are imperfect. Gautama Buddha, Sakyamuni, will never be born again. But Buddha's teaching, life are lost. This is the story of Gautama Buddha's wonderful life.